This is the Michigan Farm Radio Network. I'm Rob Buttery. It's time now for the weekly soybean checkoff activities update brought to you by the Michigan Soybean Promotion Committee. Once again, we're joined by Michelle Payne Knoper of Cause Matters talking about social media, specifically today about YouTube. And Michelle, when I think of YouTube, I think of videos of cats playing the piano or kids wiping out on skateboards. How can something like YouTube be a beneficial tool for soybean producers?
To give you a glimpse of ways that YouTube can be used as a business tool on the farm, I want you to think about videos about animal rights and environmentalism. And before you roll your eyes, consider the searing images of the hogs being abused in Ohio, or consider the misinformation that's being shared about the biotechnology that you're using in your field. I think it's critical you understand that there are 20 hours of video uploaded every hour of every day on YouTube. It is a massive amount of misinformation that's being portrayed out there, as well as valuable information. So as far as using it as a business tool, I've actually seen crop advisors in Michigan giving crop reports and taking their video camera out into the field and sharing that, so you can gain technical information. It's also a great way, again, to give a voice to a farm and be able to clearly communicate firsthand using a flip video camera or a smartphone to be able to record quick videos about what you're doing on your farm. The reality is that we're seeing a 30% increase on animal rights and environmentalism every month this year, according to Cause Matters Corporation research. So we really have to look at this as an opportunity and seize it as a business tool for agriculture. It's really important for the 98.5% of our population that's not on a farm every day to perhaps understand a little bit more about the people behind their food. And YouTube does provide you a great opportunity to do that.
Michelle Payne Knoper, thank you again for joining us today.
Thank you, and I hope to see you on YouTube.
This is the Michigan Farm Radio Network.